Now then, I'm Mike Harding here in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, bringing you an hour and a lot of the very best folk, roots and acoustic music on the planet. I lied to you in last week's show. I said that this week's show was going to be about ducks. It isn't. It was just me being stupid. No ducks, no worms and no Ilklymore Bartat either. This show, however, does have a lot of stuff in it about moonshine, Poteen, the Mountain Dew, songs from people like Rhiannon Giddens, the MacPeak family, Hamish Imlach, and lots more. And I'm going to kick off with what I think is one of the songs about moonshiners, hooch makers, Steve Earle, with a wonderful piece of Americana about a lad who comes back from Vietnam and ends up living back in the old home where his father and his grandfather made moonshine. It is, of course, Copperhead Road.
Copperhead Road. I'm not a DA, he's got a chopper in here.
Steve Earle, Copperhead Road, from the album of the same name. And there'll be lots more songs about moonshine and hoochmakers later on in the show. Right now, a track from the band Artisan Row, who were four of the London Irish scene's greatest musicians. Conor Doherty from Derry City as guitarist and singer, and sax player and flute player Elmer McElligott comes from County Kerry. Pete Quinn was born in Liverpool, but has worked all over the world, most notably with the London Lasses, that great London Irish band. And finally, Karen Ryan, who plays banjo, mandola, fiddle and whistle, and lives and breathes traditional Irish music, born in London to Galway and Mayo parents. Well, the four of them make an absolutely wonderful sound. Their new album, simply called Artisan Row, has got some cracking songs on it, including this beautiful version of Mary and the Soldier.
Come all ye lads of high renown, who would hear of a fair young maid, and as she roved out on a summer's day, for to see the soldiers parade, and their mats so bold and their looks so gay, the colours bright and the bands did play, that caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be, to banish my true love away from me. Oh, well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, me brave, undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary, dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball, and you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. In bright gold, likewise a hearth that's burning, but I'll leave them on and I'll go with thee, me brave, undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and we will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, me brave, undaunted soldier. And when he saw her loyalty, and Mary so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, nothing but death shall part us. When we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, and we'll pray that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
Mary and the Soldier, cracking version there of the traditional song from the album Artisan Row from the band of the same name. Now, last week I announced a track called Pig by J.W. McClure, when the programme was all about pigs, if you might remember. And I got it, of course, completely wrong, the introduction, that is. And I got an email from the lass who'd put me in the direction of J.W. McClure, Ellen van der Herven. Hi, Mike, she said. I just listened to the show on the internet, as I do most weekends. It was nice of you to mention my name, but I'm actually writing to you from Vancouver, BC, and not Holland, as you thought. So, I made the mistake of thinking that because Ellen was called Ellen van der Herven, she automatically lived in Holland, which was stupid of me because, well, she could live anywhere, couldn't she, with a name like that? And why not? So, for Ellen van der Herven in Vancouver, British Columbia, this is a fantastic track from a new album from Brendan Power and Tim Eady. Brendan Power, one of the world's greatest harmonica players, and Tim Eady, one of the greatest button box players, melodeon players, and also guitarists on the planet. The two of them have worked together before, of course, and their new album is absolutely fantastic. From it, especially for Ellen, this is Three More Reels. Wonderful stuff. That is called Three More Reels because on the CD it's got things like three reels, two hornpipes, three jigs, three more reels and three Kerry polkas. It's a beautifully designed album and it's unambitiously called Harmonica and Button Box, which, there you go, it does exactly what it says on the label. Brendan Power and Tim Eady, two masters of the universe when it comes to making wonderful music. Now, in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be doing a programme which features satirical songs. The difference, I think, between a protest song and a satirical song is that the protest song is fueled by anger and the writing is very straightforward and very angry. Satirical songs, on the other hand, can get the point across through humour and have us laughing and not realising that the writer is up to a lot more behind the scenes. I think you know what I mean. I'm explaining it incredibly badly for somebody who's supposed to be a writer. Never mind. This is Rob Johnson with a wonderful song that I have played before, but I welcome every opportunity to play it again. The Bullingdon Circus. The Bullingdon Circus is a club of rich men, young men from Eton and Oxford, who used to go into restaurants, set fire to them, trash them, and then write a cheque on Daddy's account to sort it all out later. In amongst them was our Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, and the wonderful man who took us into Brexit, Mr. David Cameron. Here's Rob Johnson with a bit of barbed satire.
Ladies and gents, roll up and sit down. 2 bob and 6 pence, but for you, 1/2 crown. Now sit down and shut up, 'cause here come the clowns. The Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. The Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. And they pretend to ride bicycles, backhand and grin, and they're building more turnstiles for raking it in. See the prices go up as the trousers come down. Oh, the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. Yes, the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. No, there isn't a high wire or a flying trapeze. The highlight's a bun fight with lashings of sleeves. The pies are all eaten and the trough's upside down, 'cause the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. Yes, the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. Outside the turnstiles, the poor and the old, the jobless and the homeless are out in the cold, and they're watching the lights as the merry-go-round. With their white ties and top hats and dazzling gowns, oh, the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. But there aren't any animals being abused. We give them all flags to wave, well, it keeps them amused. And there's popcorn and candy floss and Boris the Clown. When the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. When the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. So ladies and gents, roll up and sit down, sit up and shut up, here come the clowns. We'll sing Rule Britannia and God Save the Pound. Hurrah! 'Cause the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. Yes, the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. Yes, the Bullingdon Circus is coming to town. God help us all, they're coming to town.
Wonderful stuff. Pulls no punches, but does it quite quizzically humorously, I think. The Bullingdon Circus from Rob Johnson's album Songs from the Last 7 Years. And I'll play you a track or two from that in the weeks to come. Now, I know very little about the next lady, Joan Shelley, other than that this next track really caught my ear. She comes from Kentucky, she's a singer-songwriter, and her music has got that high, wide and lonesome sound that all great old-timey music and really good country music has at its heart. This song is called If the Storms Never Come. Thank you.
like your boys went on an endless sea. Deep in the night when needed most, unsure you cannot be. Beneath the sides of the widening skies, gray idleness would break. But just the scent of gentle wind delayed the coming rain. So how could you stand it? How could you stand it? How could you stand it if the storms never came? Countryside and live among the green, beside the fire, the sweeter life, and all the while we'll sing. And plant and roast the fruit you want, train hands to push the clay, and pull in close, you feed the ones you don't want far away. But how could you stand it? How could you stand it? How could you stand it if the storms never came?
About you, but I find something really hypnotic about that particular track. If the Storms Never Come, Joan Shelley. And I found that track on an album given away with Fruits magazine, number 65. It's a great magazine. If you don't know it, it's a magazine devoted entirely to folk and roots music. And that song was on a compilation CD which comes free, which I know will please lots of Yorkshire folk. Now, David Stoddard is a songwriter and a teacher who lives out in western Minnesota. He's toured all over the USA and Canada. He's won the Kerrville New Folk Award, as well as winning songwriting awards at the South Florida Folk Festival and the Tucson Folk Festival and many others. He's been compared to Randy Newman and Loudon Wainwright III. And John McCutcheon says about him, and I quote, "It's not often I hear a songwriter that can write funny and write serious. David Stoddard is one of the rare ones. I love his stuff." End of quote. Well, if he's good enough for John McCutcheon, he's good enough for me. David Stoddard with Praying for Rain.
Haven't had a drop of rain since the middle of May. Everything's dead in the field, and everybody's saying that the county's gonna break the record for the lowest yield. Well, some people even try to truck the stuff in, heat just gonna suck it away. Shaking your faith down to the foundation, and you wonder at the end of the day, but you pray for rain. Fires have been burning California for weeks. folks out there been losing their homes. It happens every year, and there's no one to blame. Now there's Forest Service planes with all their water and foam. Well, out on the fire, there are lives on the line. A month ago, they trucked them all in. They looked to the sky for some kind of sign, hoping for a change in the wind, and they're praying for rain, praying for rain. Since we crawled out on the roof, thank God we had the presence to thank. We brought out some blankets, brought out some food. Now all I see is water, but there's nothing to drink now. There's only one thought that keeps going through our minds, not without its own irony. I'm amazed we can manage after all of this damage, but we lower our heads and offer one plea, and we pray for rain, praying for rain.
Definite echoes of Randy Newman there, Praying for Rain from David Stoddard's album You've Got to Be Kidding Me. Now that English folk singer Bella Hardy, who's one of the greatest, I think, traditional singers that we've got, and is also a very fine songwriter too, recently went on a Chinese residency that was organised by the British Council and PRS for Music Foundation. She was over in China for most of last winter. And what she said in her blog, and I quote, is, "My hope is to experience and learn from musical traditions of the Chinese culture. I want to find similarities with British traditional music and write new songs based on my experiences. I've started a map-based blog where I'm going to upload photographs and audio clips from the places I visit." Well, she's produced an album inspired entirely by her experiences in China, and I think it's rather wonderful. There's a great delicacy about it, and the cross-cultural thing really does work. But let's see what you think from her album, Eternal Spring. This is Bella Hardy with a track called Guan Guan.
And as we wait, the older women, two or three in company, stroll along the road together. They look across their fields in the last of the day's light.
Guan, guan, cry the osprey on the islet in the river. Guan, guan, most virtuous lady. Guan, guan, chu
Bella Hardy from the album Eternal Spring with Guan Guan. Now, the Trials of Cato are a three-piece band. Men, two of them are from Wales and one from England. They met while they were teaching in Lebanon, discovered that they'd all got a love of folk and acoustic instruments, and they started playing together. And they decided to call themselves the Trials of Cato. Nothing to do with Cato, the classical philosopher, politician and orator, but because there was a bloke called Cato staying in the same building who was Norwegian and who was a pain in the backside. So So they called themselves The Trials of Cato, called the album The Trials of Cato, and this, which is one of their own songs, I believe, is called Reynard and the Goose. Loosely based, I suspect, on a folk tale.
As I rode out on a January morning, diversion my aim and the mountains my course, it was as I was walking down some lonely valley that a fox and a goose did discourse. Oh, what is your business this January morning? Are you taking the air, or is it your lost? Or is it you're looking for some place to slumber? All this said the goose to the fox. My dear, I came here on this January morning for to rove and to ramble all up on these heights. And what's your intent, says the goose to old Reynard, for to work up my appetite. Oh, you master of hounds and you gentlemen, you terrier boys and you whippers in, come try all you huntsmen with all of your men. You'll ne'er keep old Todd from your chickens and hens. On what would you dine this fine January morning? I'll have me the breast of some bird with good wine. And where will you get one, the goose dust old Reynard? I think I shall have one of thine. Lay on, cried the goose, on this January morning. I'll fight as I can with my young at my side, and I'll pray for the day that a goose feather I roam. This is your murdering hide. Tally-ho, cried old Todd on this January morning, for the long-hungry winter has emptied my stores. And if it's not your good self, then it's one of your young ones that I shall land in my jaws. Oh, you master of hounds and you gentlemen, you terrier boys and you whippers in, come try all you huntsmen with all of your men. You'll ne'er keep old Todd from your chickens and hens. And I saw such a sight on that January morning. The fox flashed his tail and the goose she cried woe, and the fine feathers flew all before the old Reynard, all mottled red in the snow. Take heed of this tale of old Todd the Red Tinker, more devilish is he than the wolf or the hare. And neither your hounds nor your goose feather and rose will ever old Reynard ensnare. Oh, you master of hounds and you gentlemen, you terrier boys and you whippers in, come try all you huntsmen with all of your men. You'll ne'er keep old Todd from your chickens and hens. Oh, you master of hounds and you gentlemen, you terrier boys and you whippers in, come try all you huntsmen with all of your men. You'll ne'er keep old Todd from your chickens and hens.
The Trials of Cato with Reynard and the Goose. That's from the album, simply called The Trials of Cato. I do hope that poor Norwegian bloke doesn't find out how they got the title. Now, you're probably asking yourselves, hang on, at the start of this show he said there was going to be a load of stuff about moonshine and poutine and stuff. Where is it? Well, the answer is, it's coming up now in a big bunch of three. Christy Moore from the box set 1964 to 2004 with his monologue, Poutine. Poutine, of course, being the Irish version of moonshine, sometimes made from potatoes, sometimes made from barley. And the monologue in no way makes light of the fact that sometimes it can be a disastrous and dangerous friend. And that's followed by Martin Simpson from his album Grinning in Your Face with an instrumental track called Moonshine. And last of all, a song from one of Christie's dear friends and one of my dear friends, the late and great Hamish Imlach, from his album Cod Liver Oil and Orange Juice, with his version of the American traditional song, The Moonshiner. But first of all, Christy Moore with Potsheen.
The Potsheen, it's lovely stuff. It removes warts. Not from those who drink it, but from those they're looking at. I drank it in Dublin, London, Kildare, Clare, Galway, Inverin, Inishman, Inishmore, Sherkin, Cork, Kerry, Belfast, Derry and Ballaghy. And these are the only places I can remember. Sometime it was made by breadheads, and more times it was made by alcoholic lunatics. I've seen men crack their skulls off flagstones and get up laughing. Fired into a ditch by a hit-and-run driver and singing in the ambulance. Jesus, God in heaven, I thank you for leading me by the hand away from the terrible drunkenness I indulged. From the obsession with drink that blinded me for 30 years. From the compulsion that surmounted all other plans and good intentions and provoked me to drop all in pursuit of oblivion. I remember once I was driving a red Renault 4L. I'd left Castlecomber and was heading for Galway to play in the cellar bar. I was shaky enough, but I was determined not to drink until I got to Galway, and then only enough to keep me right. Unbeknownst to me conscious self, I stopped the car, went into the pub, called for a large gin and tonic, plus a large bottle of Guinness, and I was drinking the gin when I came to and realised what had happened. I could get to a place like Galway to do one show, but I could stay there for 3 days and drink myself stupid. I justified this by lauding the wonderful company I was keeping. I could harbour resentments against the innocents who might want to see me home safe and sound, but I was more attracted to the lunatics, the mayhem and the anarchy. Most of all to the alcohol, be it of the top shelf or the hardest of old tack. Just so long as it numbed the pain of reality and quenched the insane thirst that could never be sated.
Moonshiner for 40 long years. Spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I go to some holler, set up my still,
I'll make you a gallon for a $2 bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, leave me alone. To eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die. Oh, well, I go to some holler out in the country. 10 gallons of wash and I go on a spree. The woman to follow, the world is all mine. I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, leave me alone. I eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine won't get me, I'll live till I die. Oh, moonshine, moonshine, how I love thee. You killed my old father, dare you try me. Bless all moonshiners, bless all moonshine. Your breath is as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, leave me alone. I eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm dry. If the moonshine won't get me, I'll live till I die. Well, it's moonshine for Liza, moonshine for me, moonshine for Lou, and she'll sing all the day. It's moonshine for breakfast, moonshine for tea, moonshine for dinner, it's moonshine for me. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. If you don't like me, alone. I eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm dry. If moonshine won't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Great stuff. Well, in the order you heard them, that was Christy Moore, the head of that section, with his monologue Pochin, and that comes from the box set album 1964-2004 Pink Disc 2. After that, you heard Martin Simpson from his album Grinning in Your Face with his instrumental Moonshine, and last, of course, there, Coddler Oil and Orange Juice is the name of the album, and the late and great Hamish Imlach with the Moonshiner, the traditional American song. If you want details of any of the songs, any of the artists that you've heard on this show, go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links there to every artist's own individual website. Now, a couple of weeks back, I had the very good fortune to be in the Victoria Hall, settled just down the road from where I'm sitting at the moment, and I'd gone to see Low Lily, that great trio with Liz Simmons, Flynn Cohen and Lisa Schneckenberger. Afterwards, we went across the road to the Brass Cat, as the Golden Lion pub is called, in Settle by the locals, and we had a few tunes and a few beers. And I remembered, as if I would ever forget, what a great singer, as well as a great fiddler, Lisa Schneckenberger is. And a couple of days ago, I went and got her Hippopotamus album off the shelf, her eponymous album, I should say. I'm going to play you a track from it now that I particularly love. This is Lisa Schneckenberger with a great version of the traditional song, The Irish Girl.
As I roved out one evening down by the riverside, looking all around me, an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were her cheeks, and yellow was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold my Irish girl did wear. The first time that I saw my love, I was sick and feeling bad. All that I could ask of her was that she might tie my head. I asked her if one as bad as me could ever mind again. For love is a sword, did you ever feel pain? Let the wind blow high and low, boys, and the seas run mad. pity me. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, at the Cedron Mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. My only love is fairer than the lilies that do grow. She has a voice that's clearer than any wind that blows. She's the promise of this country, like Venus in the air. So let her go wherever she will, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, at the seas run mountains high. It is a seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. And if I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. If I were a linnet, I'd sing my love to rest. But if I were some nightingale, I'd sing till the morning came. For once I loved an Irish girl, she's my joy and all. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by.
I think it's just wonderful, the feel she's got for the music and the simplicity of the arrangement there. The Irish Girl from Lisa Schneckenberger's album, her eponymous album, I should say. Now, I've managed to get, I think I might have explained this in a previous programme, I've managed to get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs and tunes and whatever on a little SD card which plugs into the radio thingy in my car. And it's wonderful because I've got 5.5 days listening in this little card, which is about, I don't know, it's the size of a chip. Well, it is a chip, you fool. Dum. You know what I mean. Anyway, one particular track on it, which I keep playing over and over again, is this one. Newfoundland lad Matthew Byrne, I've played a track or two from him in previous programmes, has got one of the sweetest voices that I've ever heard, and also got that wonderful ability to get inside a song and live it. As the late Joe Heaney said, when somebody asked him why his version of The Rocks Are Born was as powerful as it was, he said, "I don't know," he said, "when I'm singing the song, I am that man." And that is true, I think, of all great singers of great songs. This is Matthew Byrne's wonderful version of The Banks of Sweet Dundee.
It's of a farmer's daughter, so beautiful, I'm told. Her parents died and left her £5,000 in gold. And she lived on with her uncle, the cause of all her woe. This maiden fair, ye now shall hear, did prove his overthrow. Her uncle kept a ploughboy that Mary loved so well. Down in that shady garden, fond tales of love did tell. And though there came a squire, whom Mary oft did see, she dearly loved that ploughboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle rose one morning, and straightway to Mary he came, and knocking on her bedroom door, these words to her did say, Arise, arise, young maiden, for a lady you shall be. The squire he is awaiting on the banks of sweet Dundee. I care not for your squires or your dukes or earls likewise, for my Willie he appears to me like diamonds in my eyes. Be gone, undaunted fair maid, unhappy you shall be, for I will banish Willie from the banks of sweet Dundee. As Mary was a-walking, lamenting for her love, she met that wealthy squire down in her uncle's grove. Stand off, cried Mary, undaunted I will be. For it was you who drove the man I love from the banks of sweet Dundee. He threw his arms around her, and he tried to throw her down. Two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his morning gown. She took those pistols from him, and the sword he used so free. She fired and shot the squire on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle overheard the noise, and he hastened to the sound, saying, since you shot the squire, I shall give you your death wound. Stand off, cried Mary, it's undaunted I shall be. Her pistol drew and her uncle slew on the banks of sweet Dundee. A doctor he was sent for, and a man of perfect skill, and likewise a lawyer for him to sign his will. All his gold he gave to Mary, who had fought so manfully. Then he closed his eyes, no more to rise on the banks of sweet Dundee.
A tale of dastardly deeds, but the lass comes out a winner in the end. Wonderful version of The Banks of Sweet Dundee from Matthew Byrne's album Hearts and Heroes. And I've just been in contact with Matthew in Newfoundland, and he's going to send me a couple more albums over so I can play you some more of his stuff. Damn fine, in my humble opinion. When I did a show about poems that had become folk songs, or poems that had been set to music, I should say, I played you Maddie Pryor's version of Meeting Point. Great poem written by the Irish poet Louis MacNeice and put to music by Tim Darling, one-time piano accordion player with the Old Rope and later New Rope string band. I am of the considered opinion that Tim Darling is a genius. Not only is he a great comic genius, he's also a brilliant musician, world-class accordion player, but also a fine, fine songwriter and tune meister. This is his version of Meeting Point.
Time was away and somewhere else. There were two glasses and two chairs and two people with the one pulse. Somebody stopped the moving stairs. Time was away and somewhere else. And they were neither up nor down. The stream's music did not stop, flowing through heather limpid brown. Although they sat in a coffee shop, and they were neither up nor down. The bell was silent in the air, holding its inverted poise between the clang and clang of flour, a brazen calyx of no noise. The bell was silent in the air. The camels crossed the miles of sand that stretched around the cup and plates. The desert was their own, they planned to portion out the stars and dates. The camels crossed the miles of sand. Time was away and somewhere else. The waiter did not come, the clock forgot them, and the radio waltz came out like water from a rock. Time was away and somewhere else. Her fingers flicked away the ash that bloomed again in tropic trees, not caring if the markets crash when they had forests such as these. Her fingers flicked away the ash. Whatever means the good, we praise that time can stop like this. That what the heart has understood can verify in the body's peace. God, or whatever means the good. Time was away and she was here, and life no longer what it was. The bell was silent in the air, and all the room one glow, because time was away and she was here.
Meeting Point from Tim Darling's album Blossom. Gonna play another clutch of songs about moonshiners now. And first of all, a bucket of the Mountain Dew from the Mac Peak family. Mountain Dew was one of the expressions used for poteen. And I must admit now, I will confess, that I have had the odd glass of poteen in my time. One memorable occasion, I was just about to go back on stage for the second half of a one-man show I was doing at King George's Hall, Blackburn, when an Irish friend of mine, Dick Letts, who was a fantastic bowron maker, made the Irish one-sided skin drum, made perfect drums, came to see me in the interval, and he gave me a small tipple of poteen. He said it had been made in the hills above Blackburn, and he said, no more. And I thought it smelt really good, and I just threw it down my throat in one and ran straight on stage and got up to the microphone and went, so it's a song, is this and I had to play an instrumental for 3 minutes till my voice came back. What went on after that involved me carrying the Lady Mayoress of Blackburn up the town hall steps over my shoulder, I'm not going to tell you about, because it was all induced by a bucket of the Mountain Dew. That's going to be followed by Rhiannon Giddens with Moonshiner's Daughter, And that too will be followed by John Balch and Jack Pearson playing Whiskey Before Breakfast, whiskey in this case being moonshine, and the section will finish with the Cuchulainn folk band singing The Hills of Connemara, which refers explicitly to moonshine stills hiding away from the policeman up on the bog. Well, first of all, the MacPeak family with a bucket of the Mountain Dew.
On yonder little hill, there's a neat little cell, and this moon's calling on to the sky. By the snow and the smell, you can surely tell that there's fetching my boy close by. For it fills the air with an odor air, and the twigs both me and you. A homeward stroll, you can have a ball. Or a bucket of the Mountain Dew. Two policemen all from here to Donegal are likewise attenders too. You may roast in well, but you'll never get a smell. Not a bucket of the Mountain Dew. For it fills the air with an odor, and the twig is both me and you. A homely stone will have a bowl, or a bucket of the Mountain Dew. For the grass may grow and the river flow in that same old fashioned way. But give me enough of the good old stuff that is made beside sweet Lochnane. For it fills the air with an odor, and the twig is both me and you. A homeward stroll you can have a bowl, or a bucket of the Mountain Dew.
I was born to break the law. If that wild cat burns blue, then you know that it is true. I'll be the best dame runner you ever saw. I was born in a shack at the foot of the hill. Didn't know my mom, I never will. She labored 2 days, and when it was done, she died up to spare, 'cause I wasn't the son. But I laced my boots, and as I grew higher, Daddy taught me all about lightning and fire. I dogged that old man by the heel, and when I was 12, got behind the wheel. Daddy and I, we got real good. We knew every shortcut through these woods. He delivered the dew, when I held the gun, and he didn't much care that I wasn't a son. I'm a moonshiner's daughter, and I'll fight you if you wanna. I was born to break the law. If that wild cat burns blue, then you know that right now. One moonless night, the boys in blue had him in their sights. He told me to run and I never looked back. And I heard two shots on that backcountry track. Now shines my blood, running to my soul. That I never cared much about getting too old. I'll burn through this life, and when it's the end, I'll stare death in the face just like him. I'm a moonshiner's daughter, and I'll fight you if you wanna. I was born to break the law. If that wildcat runs through, and you know that it is true, I'll be the best damn runner you ever saw. I'll be the best.
And the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Keep your eyes well peeled today, the excise men are on their way, searching for the mountain tay in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney.
bottle for the butcher and a quart for Tom, a bottle for poor old Father John, to help the poor old deer along in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Stand your ground, it is too late, the excise men are at the gate. Glory be, but they're drinking it neat in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Swing to the left and swing to the right, the excise men will dance all night. Drinking up the tay to the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney. Gather up the pots and the old tin cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like the devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, Barney.
Yard, there's a hum of hay off you. In the order you heard them, a bucket of the Mountain Dew from the Matt Peak family's album A Living Thing, Moonshiner's Daughter from Rhiannon Giddens' album Factory Girl, Whiskey Before Breakfast from John Balch and Jack Pearson's album Hot Biscuit Jam, and last of all, The Hills of Connemara from the Cuchulain Folk Band, and that comes from an album called The Essential Collection of Irish Pub Anthems. I've just got time for one more track, and I'm going to play you a track from the new album from Dave Berland and the Awkward Squad. The album is called Awkward, and the track I'm going to play you is called New Delhi Freight Train. The song was written by Terry Allen, and it's the story of the outlaw, Jesse James. And why am I playing this? A, because this is a brilliant version of the song, and B, because next week's show is going to be all about, well, not all about, but it's going to have a huge section on outlaws, from Robin Hood to Dick Turnip, who was the cousin of Dick Turpin. So that's something to look forward to, is it not? Meanwhile, here's Dave Berland and the Awkward Squad with New Delhi Freight Train.
Some people are saying that I'm crazy. But my real name is just Jesse James. Well, I left them half-nutted Black Rock County just to ride on that New Delhi train. I'm riding on that New Delhi freight train. I'm riding on that New Delhi line. I'm riding on that New Delhi freight train. Left my love behind. Left my love behind. Well, I'm just a country a country boy without gold. And I'm been to Silver City, though, to rainbows, where I pillage I killed and I stole. I'm riding on that New Delhi freight train. I'm riding on that New Delhi line. I'm riding on that New Delhi freight train. I left my guns behind. I left my guns behind. Well, I killed him with one of my guns. Well, I know I had did what I did not ought to, but I welcome the run from what I've done. I'm riding on that New Delhi freight train. I'm riding on that New Delhi line. I'm riding on that New freight train. I left my love behind. I left my love behind. I left my guns behind. I left my guns behind. I left my life behind. I left my life behind.
From the album Awkward, that's Dave Berland and the Awkward Squad with New Delhi Freight Train. Next week, loads of songs about outlaws and bad boys and the rest of them. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, keep the faith and mind how you go, and particularly spread the word because we've got no brass for advertising. Do look after yourselves. I'm rushing back into the house, have a quick wash and get down the Victoria Hall, because tonight on stage, Simon Mayer and Hilary James, and I'm looking forward to seeing them and perhaps having a wee drop of not poshine but beer at the end of the night. Take care of yourselves, friends. Bye-bye.